right now, sisters and brothers, all the way past 3rd Street, from curb to curb, it's packed with people standing against the Bush administration. All up along the parade route, people standing against the Bush administration. When Cynthia McKinney came by and we talked to the people who were with her, we learned that at the checkpoint, which is at 3rd Street and C, probably two-thirds of the people there stuck behind the checkpoint were people standing against the Bush administration and its war drive. This has turned out to be what might be called a ubiquitous demonstration. We are everywhere. We're behind checkpoints. We're in front of checkpoints. We're in bleachers. We're along the curbside. As a matter of fact, as hard as they tried to sanitize Pennsylvania Avenue for the coronation, all up and down, wherever there's a nook and cranny free, there's a sign that says, bring the troops home right now. Now, you know, they might have explained why there would be thousands or perhaps tens of thousands of anti-Bush protesters in January 20th, 2001, because after all, Bush admittedly lost the election by at least 500,000 votes and still became president. This time, although there's much evidence to the contrary, the Bush administration asserts that they won the vote by 2.5 million. If that was true, assuming that but not conceding it, how do you explain the fact that there are so many thousands and thousands of anti-Bush protesters behind checkpoints, on the curb, in the bleachers, and all the way up and down Pennsylvania Avenue? How do you explain that? Well, we in the Answer Coalition, our view is the reason there's so many people are here is that there's so much hatred for the war in Iraq. There's so much opposition to the use of the war on terrorism as a slogan, as a pretext by this gang in the White House to eviscerate the First Amendment and eliminate the Bill of Rights. There's so much opposition to the idea that Bush, using crisis mongering again as the tactic, just as he did to scare people into thinking that war against Iraq was necessary, they are now doing the same thing with Social Security. This is not the main act yet. Not the main act. Bush wants to take $2 trillion in workers' deferred wages, our Social Security. Are we going to let them privatize Social Security? Yeah. Whose money is it? It's our money. When they send $270 million a day for war and occupation in Iraq, that's our money. When they send the young men and women to kill and be killed, those are our people. That's why we're here, demonstrating against Bush. And now we can see the police are beginning to assemble in motorcycles. It appears that the presidential motorcade is minutes away. Let's let them know that we're here. There's no way they cannot know we're here, but let's really let them know. No justice, no peace. U.S. out of the Middle East.
You no peace. U.S. out of the Middle East, no justice, no peace. U.S. out of the Middle East.